Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yuma Mem Aleph Amud Beis. We're holding on Mem Aleph Amud Beis, 8 lines from the top. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Gufa, Amr Belazar, Amr Vaishaya. Metam and Mikdash Asher, behave you carbon ani, lo yatsa. If you have an Asher who brings a carbon ani for being Metam and Mikdash, so an Asher, he brings the behema, an ani brings birds. If an Asher brings the carbon ani, he's not yaitse. Rabbi Chaga Amr Rav Hishaya, yatsa. Rabbi Chaga says in the name of Rav Hishaya that he is yaitse. So Machlokes Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Chaga, if an Asher brings the carbon ani, if he's yaitse, according to Rabbi Lazar, he's not yaitse. According to Rabbi Chaga, he is yaitse. Fractic of our Mesve, a Mishnah about in the Gaim, Mitzayra ani shehevi carbon Asher. Let's say you have a Mitzayra who's an ani, who for his chatas and the Ayla, he brings birds. And he brings the carbon of an Asher who brings animals. So the lacha is, this is Yatza. Asher shave your carbon ani, but if you have an Asher who's supposed to bring animals, and he brings birds, so the lacha is la Yatza. So you see lahedya in this Mishnah, that an Asher is not Yaitze with the carbon ani, so it's a kasha on Reb Chaga. Says the Gemara, it's not a kasha. Shani Hasan by Mitzayra, it's different. Tichziv, because the Pasuk says Zais, that you can't compare Mitzayra to Metame Mikdash. Metame Mikdash Asher, who brings the carbon ani, he is Yaitze. The Mishnah says in the Gom that a Mitzayra who, Asher, who brings a carbon ani, that he's not Yaitze. By Mitzayra, it's different, because the Torah says Zais, that they have to bring the carbon that's prescribed to them. So Frak the Gemara, if they have to bring the carbon that's prescribed to them, Sanihachi Reishanami. So why is the ani yatza with the carbon asher? Even though technically you would think that he brought the higher carbon, he brought animals instead of birds, but Lamais, if the Torah says Zayis, that he has to bring the animal that's prescribed to him, so then an ani should not be yaitzeh with the carbon asher. Says the Gemara, HaRabbi Rachmana Tairas, no, the Torah says Tairas, which is mashman that there's a carbon that they're all yaitzeh with, which we could assume means that the asher carbon, that everyone's yaitzeh with the carbon asher. And says the Gemara about Tanya, just like we learned to the Braisa, that Yachal Afilu Asher, that Tairas is the rabbis Mitzayra Ani Shevi Karban Asher, that when the Tairas says Tairas, that's being Marbe, that Mitzayra Ani is Yaitse if it brings a Karban Asher, Yachal Afilu Asher Shevi Karban Ani, I might think it the other way around also, that maybe also if an Asher brings a Karban Ani that he's Yaitse, Tamalai Mar Zayis, that no, the Tairas says Zayis, that he has to bring the carbon that's prescribed for him. Fract the Gemara, okay, fine, so you're saying that you can't compare Mitzayra to Metam and Mikdash because Mitzayra has its own pasuk, but Vinelef Mino, why don't we learn out that just like by Mitzayra, an Asher is not Yaitzeh with a carbon ani, so too by Metam and Mikdash, an Asher should not be Yaitzeh with a carbon ani, so it's Vaitar Kasha and Reb Chago. Says the Gemara that no, we can't learn out from Mitzayra to Metam and Mikdash because Mei Rachman Avim Dalhu, the Torah says by Mitzayra who, which is coming to teachers at Stafka by Mitzayra that this is the halacha, but by other areas not necessarily so. And therefore, by Metam and Mikdash, an Asher is Yaitse with the carbon ani. Says the Mishnah Vayter. So after the Gairos, so the Kasher, Lashon, Shel, Zahiris, Bereish, Sir, Hamishtalech, the Kohen Gadol, he ties a red string onto the head, onto the horns of the Sir, Hamishtalech, the Hamidu, Kenega, Beis, Shiluchai, and then they stand it up facing the Shar Mizrach, the place where they're gonna eventually send it out. For the Nishchat, Kenega, Beis, Shchitasa, and to the Nishchat, Kenega, Beis, Shchitasa, we'll see in the Gemara what that means. Balaitz, a Pareishnia, after he finishes with the Sir, Hamishtalech, he goes to his par for the second time, he leans both of his hands on it. He says, "Vidoy v'kachoy omer." He says as follows: "Ana Hashem." He says, "The Shem Amafarish." And we'll go with the girsav that we had in the previous Mishnah. Avisi peshati v'chatasi lefanecha anu beisi b'nei Aaron am kadoshecha. This time he includes in his vidoy also all the other kohanim, and then he says, "Ana Hashem kapernal avonis v'blosham v'chatam v'shavisi v'shepeshati v'shechatasi lefanecha anu beisi b'nei Aaron." Am kadoshecha kakasu b'teres meisha avdecha. He says, "Please, Hashem, give us a kapara like the Torah says." Ki beyoy mazei chaper aleichem mataresecha mikol chateisecha b'fnei Hashem titaru. Then on this day you grant us kapara. V'hein oyin achrav, and everyone there when they hear the Kohen Gadol say the same amafirish, so they answer back. Baruch Shem kivu machusa le'olam vay. Says the Gemara, "Ibaylu." We said in the Mishnah that to the Sir Mishtaleach, he does two things. First, the Kohen Gadol, he ties a red string onto its horns, and then they stand it up facing the Shar Mizrach. So now says, and then the Mishnah says, oh, and also to the seer that gets shechted, to the nishchat, to the seer l'Hashem, they do this, keneged beis shchitasoi. So the shaila is what was it referring to when it says they do keneged beis shchitasoi on the seer l'Hashem? Akshirakai, ayah hamadakai. Was that referring to the kshira? comparable to the tying the red string, that they tie a red string by its beis shechitasoi around its neck? Or was it going on the hamada that they then face it towards the beis shechitasoi? So says the Gemara Tashema, the Tani Rabbi Yosef, it says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yosef said that kasher lashon shel zahiris brais shira mishtalech, they tie a red string, the Kohen Gadol ties a red string on the head of the shira mishtalech, the hamidu keneged beis shiluchei, and they stand it up keneged the shar mizrach where they're going to send it out, for the nishchat keneged beis shechitasoi, and they do this to the nishchat. Why? Shalei yisariv zebizem, v'shalei yisariv b'acherim. In order so that the two goats don't get mixed up with each other, and also so that they don't get mixed up with other goats. So now, I'm Rabbi Shlomo Kshira Kai, oh, it's good if understandable. If you say that to the Nishchat was referring to the Kshira, that they tie a string around its neck, so then Shaper, then everything makes sense. And now it won't get mixed up with the other goat because they both have strings tied in different places. And it also won't, none of them are going to get mixed up with other goats because both of them have strings tied on them. However, Eli'i Amrit Ahamaduka, if you're going to tell me that they didn't tie a red string onto the Sir Lashem, they just stood it up, Kenege Beish Chitasai, so then Nehidich Bechavri Le Me'arev, so then Enechanam Minau, it won't get mixed up with the other goat, with the goat that's Lazazel, the High Kater Bei, the High Loi Kater Bei, because this one has a string tied around it, and this one doesn't. But Bachrinim Mias Me'arev, if it could always get mixed up with another goat, so you see from this braisa that it must be that Vilanishcha was going on the kshira, that they tie a string, keneged beis shechitasoi, means on its neck. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Shtei l'shoyne shemati. I heard about halachos regarding two different strings. Achash al para v'achash al sira mishtalech. One regarding the string used by the paraduma that gets thrown into the fire with the eitz eres and the eziv, and one regarding the sira mishtalech, the string that we just discussed. Achas tzrichashir v'achas enit tzrichashir. One of them requires a certain shir, one of them does not. V'lo yadana haiminayo, and I don't know which halacha was said about which string. So I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says we can figure it out. Nechsianon, let's see." It's more mistaber to say that the string used for the Sir Mishtalech, which had to be cut in half, as we'll see later, that half of it was tied on the Sir Mishtalech and half of it was tied onto a rock. So that's the one, being that it has to be cut in half, so it needs to have a certain minimum shear. But Shalpara, the Loi Bai Chaluka, by the par, which that never had to be cut in half, so Loi Bai Yishir, that's the string that does not require a shear. The paranami by koivit in a chanami doesn't get cut in half, but there's another requirement by paraduma that should tell us that that's the one that has the shear, and that is that it needs to get thrown into the fire, so it needs to have weight so that it can get thrown into the fire and fall into the fire. You can't really throw a tissue; it has to have some sort of weight so that it should go into and fall into the fire. So maybe that's the one that has the shear. So Amale Rava koivit tanahi. The way the Tosfos Yeshanim explains is that in a chanami, the fidaman damer that the paraduma has to have a certain weight, that the string had to have a certain weight because it had to get thrown into the fire. So then in a chanami, that maybe that's the one that has the shear. But when Rabbi Yosef said it's mistaber that the sir mishtalech is the string that had the shear, he was referring to Lafi the Tana, who holds it by paraduma, that it doesn't need kaive, that it doesn't need to actually fall into the fire. Which we'll see about later in the Gemara. In a few lines. For the Gemara, this is all assuming that the paraduma string did not need to get split in half. But the paraloi bai chaluka didn't need to get cut in half. What's the process? Karchan bishyari lashon. It says that they tie the eight arrows in the ezev with the leftovers of the lashon. So it's mashma that the string gets cut in half. And then you put into the bundle, you put in the eight arrows, the ezev, and half of the string. And then you tie around it with the other half of the string. So it says the Gemara, no, ema biznav lashon. It doesn't mean that it was actually split in half. They combed out the bottom of it so that the bottom of the string was now much more like stringy and long, and that string part, was used to tie around the whole bundle with the eitz eres, the ezev, and the string. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chanin, Amar Rav, Eitz Erez V'Shnei Telah Shekol Tosan Shel Heves Kshera. The halacha is that when they throw the Eitz Erez, the Ezev, and the string into the fire, and if the fire comes out and consumes it, even though it doesn't actually fall into the fire, so the halacha is that it's still kosher. Fract the Gemara Meisvei Nisav of a Lashon, maybe Lashon Achro Mekadesh. It's Mashma. It says that if the Lashon gets burnt up before falling into the fire, if the string gets burnt up, so then they have to bring another string and throw it into the fire. The Rayoitze. So it's not kosher. So it's a kasha what Rav Chanan just said. Says the Gemara, two terutzim. Amar Abaye, Leikasha, kam bechkilachas, kam benach pefes. There's a difference between how high up the flames are going. If it was kilachas, that the flames were going up very high, very far away from the actual fire, so that's when it's not kosher. But when we said, when Reb Chanan said that it's kosher, that's talking about benach pefes. That's talking about where the flames weren't going up so high. It was going up a little bit, but not so high, that's okay. That's when it's kosher. Rava Amar, a different teretz. The kaivi tanahi, it's a machlekes if it needs to actually fall into the fire. The tanya we learned in the brisa, that lama karchon, why is it that they tied? The eitz eres, the ezev in the string, it's just kadesh yukulam aguda achas. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says it's just that they should all be in one aguda, they should all be in one bundle, not because we need it to have weight so that it should fall into the fire. It doesn't need to fall into the fire. It's just so that it should be in one bundle. Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, aimer, kadesh yeben kaivi. It's that it should have some weight, the yiplu toich sreifa sapara, and fall into the actual sreifa sapara. So you see, it's a machlekes about whether or not it required weight, whether or not it needs to be thrown into the actual fire. So it's not a kasha, but we found a brisa that says it's not kosher if the flames go up and burn it. That's assuming that there's a halacha that it needs to actually fall into the fire. But when Reb Chanan said it's kosher without that, because he was going lefi the man d'amar that it doesn't need to fall into the actual fire, like Rebbe. Says the Gemara Vayter, Ki Asar Avdim Yam Rabbi Yechanan, that Shalish Shoshana Shemati. He said Bishim Rabbi Yechanan that I heard halachas regarding three different strings. Achash Aparah, Vachash Asir Mishtaleach, those were the two we mentioned before. Vachash Al Mitzayra, and the third string was the string that's used as part of the Tyra process of the Mitzayra. Achash Mishkal Asar Zuz, one of them had to be 10 Zuz, which is very heavy, that's 5 Shkalim. Vachash Mishkal Shnei Slam, one of them had to be 2 Slam, which is a medium shear, it's 4 Shkalim. Vachash Mishkal Shekel, and one of them is very small string, just needs to be 1 shekel. So from largest to smallest, it's 10 zuz, 2 slum, or 1 shekel. The ainli lefarish, but I don't know which halacha was said about which string. Kiasa Ravin, when Ravin came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael, so Pirsha Bishmid Rabbi Yonasan, he explained it in the name of Rabbi Yonasan, that Shalpara Mishkal Asar Zuz, the string used for the Paraduma, so probably because Rashi explains that it needs to have weight, so therefore that had to be the heaviest, so that had to be 10 zuz. Vishal Sira Mishdaleach, which needed to be split in half, so that's the next heaviest, that's Mishkal Shnei Slum, that had to be 2 slum. Vishal Mitzayra, which didn't have to be have any weight, it didn't have to get cut in half, so that's the smallest, that was Mishkal Shekel, that was only a shekel. I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said that Pligiba Rab Shimon ben Chalaf to Rabbanan bepara. They have a machlekes regarding paraduma. Chad Amar Mishkal Asara v'Chad Amar Mishkal Shekel. One of them said it had to be 10 zuz. The other one said it had to be 1 shekel. So the largest and the smallest shear. V'Simanecha, the siman to remember which of the three shearim we gave before they argued about is Echad Amar beVechad Amamin. Is the saying that whether a lot or a little. So you see that they had a machlekes about the largest shear and the smallest shear. Neither of them said the medium shear of 2 slum. Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Midifti L'Ravina. Rav Yirmiyah Midifti said to Ravina that loy bepara pligi. You should know that machlekes was not about the string used for the paraduma. Ela b'sira mishtaleach pligi. The machlekes was about the string used for the sira mishtaleach. But who yaimin on that day that they argued? Nach nafshei the Ravya Bar Kisi. So Ravya Bar Kisi was nifter and he was a tzaddik and misa tzaddikim is mechaper. So therefore they anchu basimana. They gave a siman to remember which string they argued about. That Ravya Bar Kisi mechaper k'sira mishtaleach. The siman to remember that they argued about the Sira Mishtaleach string and not the Paraduma string was they said that Ravya Bar Kisi is Mechaper like the Sira Mishtaleach, since it was that day that Ravya Bar Kisi was Nifter, and that was the remez, that was a simon to remember that the string that they argued about was the string used for the Sira Mishtaleach.